Yeah, it's legal to run in two districts, and I'm living in District 5, but people from District 9 really wanted me to run as a write-in because they wanted a candidate who could speak up for the people. They didn't feel like a candidate was running that represented their interest.
Are you running under a particular banner or a party, or what's the banner that you're running under?
Currently, I'm running as an independent, but we're forming a group called Brand New Congress. Brand New Congress will be a national organization, and that organization will have a candidate for each seat of Congress for the midterm elections of 2018. Those candidates will be running on low money donations, so no big money corporations. Our goal is to get big money out of politics because right now we have a government that's working for big money and not for the people. And everyone everywhere is very tired of politicians not making legislation for people. People in this country are suffering, and people view the government very low right now. It's at an all-time low in viewpoint of the American people.
When you were talking about your platform, are there a lot of, let's say, maybe former Bernie Sanders supporters that are in this Brand New Congress movement?
There are a lot of disenfranchised voters that will be involved with Brand New Congress. Brand New Congress will run Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, depending upon the area in which they live. However, we will be running on platform, on issues, and on solutions that will help people and get big money out of politics.
Talking with Kimberly Lowe. She's running for Congress as a write-in candidate in the 5th and 9th districts this November. And Kimberly, talk about a few of the major your major platform planks for this run.
Our biggest goal is to get money out of politics. That's one of the reasons that I'm running as a write-in candidate. It costs thousands of dollars to even be on the ballot in Virginia to run. It also cost thousands of dollars to even start running, and we're trying to avoid that and avoid all the big money in politics.
Would you like to see public funding then for campaigns?
We'd like to see people fund politicians, and way too much money is being spent on elections. Millions and millions of dollars are wasted that could be put back into our economy.
There was a Supreme Court decision a couple years ago where basically they opened the floodgates for big money. Would you like to see that reversed at some point in the future?
Yes, we need to lower donations, and people need to fund politicians. Politicians right now are working for big lobbyists and corporations and not working for the people.
What else is in your platform that is we should know about?
I'm living in the 5th District in Brunswick County. It's one of the poorest counties in Virginia. We have an extremely high jobless rate. However, Brunswick County looks like many counties in the southern parts of Virginia. Everyone is suffering. Wealth inequality is great. We live in a food desert, so we need to start bringing jobs into those areas, rebuilding the infrastructure, revitalizing our downtowns. People are actively leaving these areas. A lot of trade deals hurt these areas, like NAFTA. There's another trade deal that is being done behind closed doors. It's called the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Which is something President Obama's backed.
Yeah, and it's a problem because it's been described as NAFTA on steroids. This is something we have to stop. It's going to continue to hurt these small towns in Virginia. So one of my goals is to revitalize these smaller towns. People have no access to food. They don't have transportation. We have so many issues that we need to work on that are really important. Another thing I'd like to see is a transition to clean energy. However, this is something that's going to take a long time and into the future. We're going to have to be able to reallocate government funds and transition from non-sustainable energy to energy that's sustainable. When we transition to cleaner energy, it's going to stop a lot of the war for profit and war for greed and for resources. This is a major problem. Until we get money out of politics, we will never stop these wars and this major destruction and the destruction of our smaller communities. I'd also like to see people get involved in their communities. We can no longer be complacent and sit back and wait for politicians to do work for us. We have to get involved in our local politics. Start attending your local board meetings. Find something to get involved in. If you don't see an organization that you like, start one. We can't sit back and wait for other people to solve problems for us.
We're talking with Kimberly Lowe, write-in candidate for Congress in the 5th and 9th Congressional District in Virginia this year. Does it bum you out to see how few people actually vote in an election? I mean, there's so much of the electorate that even if another 10% voted, Kimberly, in an election, it could really change the tide.
We have extreme voter apathy in Virginia. There's about a 25% rate of people who actually come out to vote. My goal is to get students involved. I'll be campaigning heavily in communities, in colleges, throughout 40 different counties in Virginia. And my goal is to get youth involved, get them registered to vote, get them politically active, because we need people involved to make these changes in our community. Another thing we need to work on is having a living wage for people. A lot of people have been pushing $15 per hour. However, not all businesses in Virginia can afford to pay their employees $15 per hour. So we need a living wage based on the amount that the business is making. We have huge corporations like Walmart, like McDonald's. They're making millions, billions of dollars while they pay their employees so little that their employees have to receive government assistance to even pay for food. We need to stop the corporate welfare. We are giving more money to corporations and subsidizing corporations that are making huge profits while the people who are working 40 hours a week, mostly single mothers, are suffering and having to receive government funds just to feed their families. We've got to end corporate welfare, and we need to stop corporate loopholes that allow them to not be taxed.
Kimberly, what is your goal in November? I mean, is it really that you're looking to win as a long shot, or what's your really your goal in November?
My goal is to mobilize voters in Virginia to become politically active, to go out and vote, and to become involved in their communities. My other goal is to push issues that people have no knowledge of, such as the TPP. No, most people have no idea what the TPP is.
Do you think America and Virginia even are ripe for, you know, a third party, Kimberly, or a different movement? So if you're not a Democrat or a Republican, which just seems to be so polarized, do you think there's room for, you know, additional parties, let's say?
Right now, with the two-party system, most people in the United States are not represented. Most countries abroad have more than a two-party system. We have a two-party system that's crumbling, but the way that it's set up, it's very difficult for a third party to have a voice. A third party really is not able to get into a debate. And until we start voting third party, then we're not going to see changes made, and we're going to have to make legislative changes that change the democratic process to allow third parties in and to have a voice.
What kind of reaction are you getting as you're going out and talking to people about what you're doing, Kimberly, so far? What type of feedback are you getting from people?
I have many disenfranchised voters. Many voters are very unhappy with the presidential candidates, and they don't feel like they're being represented. So many people are happy that I'm running so that way they have a voice. There are too many people that have been marginalized in this country, and a lot of people are happy that I'm speaking up. So I have Bernie Sanders supporters. I have Trump supporters. I have independent supporters. These are people that know that Washington is not working for them.
Also, before I let you go, this movement you're talking about, you want this to happen on the state level as well, correct?
Correct. For the state level, we've started something called Progressive House. Our goal is to have a candidate for each seat open in 2017. It's called Progressive House. We will have a vetted candidate. Those candidates will have a platform that will represent the people. And again, one of the big issues is getting big money out of politics. Until we get big money out of politics, we're never going to have changes for the people.
Before I let you go, talk about protesting in Philadelphia and getting endorsed by actor, well-known character actor James Cromwell, big, tall, lanky guy who was in Babe and a bunch of other movies. But talk about that.
I had the opportunity to go to the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. I was a delegate at the state level, and I marched and protested outside of the DNC for 7 days. We protested because there were a lot of issues with the Democratic Party and the undemocratic processes that occurred during this primary season. We'd like to see changes that occur in primaries.
And is actor James Cromwell, is he part of this brand new Congress movement?
James Cromwell and Shailene Woodley.
From Divergent series?
From Divergent series are both very politically active. James Cromwell endorsed me and is happy that I'm running to represent the people, as did Shailene Woodley.
And they can you can see that video from James Cromwell on your Kimberly Lowe for Congress, Kimberly Lowe for Congress Facebook page.
I have a Facebook page. It's called Kimberly Lowe for Congress, and you can follow me there.
Kimberly Lowe, running for Congress as a write-in candidate in the 5th and 9th Congressional District. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.